Paul, what's the status of Patrick Laine tonight?
Good morning, Skate. His expectation is that he plays, so we'll get him through the warm-up, but we expect he plays tonight.
So that would put Appleton with Shore and Bork again?
Correct. That's right. Correct.
What did you learn 9 days ago about Buffalo, or do you take much out of a game like that where you only see a team twice per year?
You know, there are just going back. So our memory then is a year ago, right, going into Buffalo. We just don't see them. Their structure's there, so they've got a really solid defensive structure now that maybe they were a little loose in the past because they closed that game on us pretty well. Like the back half of that third period, we weren't able to get through the neutral zone the way we wanted to, and the difference in the game, I think they shot some pucks that we didn't, right? We had maybe more two-on-ones in that game. They made theirs count. So there's a simplicity to their game. There's a, and they're in the fight, right? They're at that last stages. They got to win games, so we're going to be in a good one tonight.
Can you update us on Lowry and Perreault's status with those guys on the ice today?
So Matty Perreault comes out of the gold and into blue. He's moved to contact now. So we'll list him as day to day. I don't know that it's Vegas, but we'll see how he gets through. Adams at the tail end of the gold, so we'd hope in the next 2 or 3 days that he'll come out of that as well and move into contact. There isn't, both of those injuries are upper body, so they've been able to skate, so there's not the conditioning concern on that injury. So once they get through the bump and then they feel strong, they'll be available. It'll be a pretty quick turnaround from coming out of the gold. Well, there's more that he can do with two players that can match his speed. Mark is very fast, and he's unusual. He's also very fast with the puck. He has an efficient stride, so sometimes you don't quite notice it. But both Blake and Kyle have such extreme speed that they can just open the game up. Mark gets to hang onto the puck a little bit longer because those other guys pull people away from him. There's just more that they can do. There's a left-hand shot on that line that likes to find the slot. I think what Mark benefits there is each one of them does a thing that he does well. Mark's developed into a really strong puck control player in the offensive zone, and differently, but Blake and Kyle both do that. But, you know, Blake can do it with his strength and his size, and Kyle's very, very quick. And then the hands plays that they're both capable of, but Kyle very, very quick down low. So Mark can find Kyle, and it's off his stick really fast. Everybody likes playing with those two guys.
Is it a predictable game?
For sure, right? They're what Kyle has learned, you know, Blake, I think, has developed into the kind of player, and Kyle has learned very quickly that asset number one is speed and simplicity, and they accept that. So when the three of them, for me, the tell on those guys is if they're putting the puck to the net when they should. Because there's always something else to create with that kind of speed. And if you hang on to that idea too long, the other team gets paid too. So some of those plays disappear. When they're any of the stuff that's even strength in terms of there's no advantage that they put at the net, that's usually a sign they're going to have a big night.
Coach, Mark Letestu has appeared in your room today, but maybe in the last few days. What are the possibilities and what are not the possibilities?
He could come back and be a player for the Winnipeg Jets. He's cleared to play. But his, so like those guys I mentioned with the gold, they've been skating and all that. So he's at the opposite end of that turnaround spectrum because his heart rate has been held very, very low for 6 months. So it's 30 minutes yesterday felt like a day of training camp for him. So it's going to be a while before he can build back to be a player.
Do